This is your captain speaking. If you look out to your left, you'll see a beautiful view of the Grand Canyon.
Oh, you mean to fly?
Oh, there's some clues in it!
Jesus Christ! Let it take shape!
Just another movie night.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. We are Just Another Movie Night, and I am Scott, and with me is my love, Joe. What's up, Joe?
Not much. I mean, I'm looking forward to my popcorn.
Today we are doing before and after reviews where we go see a brand new movie in the theater and give our thoughts before and after. And you know what? It's going to be spoilered. It's going to be spoilered all over the place.
Spoilered?
Spoilered.
I like the word spoilered. Let me tell you, this spoiled. Whole movie is a spoilered.
Yeah, that, you know, it's like you have to create a new word when you know that something is going to be complete shit. But you just going to... have fun with it. And so, you know what? Our show should have been called Spoilered.
You know, we're suffering for our listeners because...
No, we are suffering for ourselves. I mean, nobody gives a crap, but we really love... We're masochists.
We have two listeners. Hi, Beck.
We're masochists. We love torturing ourselves. So, I mean, we torture ourselves on purpose because we enjoy it. Let's face facts. We do enjoy it.
We do. But I will say this. I will say this with 100% certainty. I love you. And I will see anything because I love doing this podcast with you.
There you go.
However, I fucking hated Venom, the first one.
Oh, guys, guess what we're seeing today?
Oh, Venom with The Last Dance. Oh, wait, how do you do his voice?
We have to go, Eddie. We need more money.
Eddie. I know our movie sucks, but we have to do it anyway.
I look, to me, this movie series is like a parody. And I cannot believe not only did he get it made, but it's as successful as it has been.
I mean, what is wrong with Marvel? God.
It's not Marvel. Don't say Marvel.
It is.
It's Sony.
Well,
Sony,
whatever.
Sony.
It doesn't matter because Marvel's still allowing this nonsense. It is a Marvel property.
You're assuming that Marvel actually has control. Marvel doesn't have control, or Spider-Man would be back in the Disney universe.
Well, that's true. That's true. All right. Okay. I'll give you that. However,
Sony, the Marvel Cinematic Universe of Sony, is dog shit. We all know it. And God, am I here for it every single time. How many movies are we in? We are now, this is the third Venom movie, but also we've had Morbius, Madam Web, and I don't think there's another one.
Wait, this is a third Venom movie?
This is the third Venom film.
I don't remember part two.
You do remember it, because that was the one with Woody Harrelson.
Oh, no. See, when you even like can kind of destroy Woody for me, you've accomplished something, because nobody can destroy Woody Harrelson for me. I love him so much.
Well, he was terrible in the second one, but I will say that they at least changed in the ending of one when Woody Harrelson showed up. He looked like Sideshow Bob with the red hair.
Oh, my God.
And it was so funny. And then in the second one, they shaved it.
Okay, yes, I do remember now.
Ugh, and I was like, good on them.
I'm trying to block out this trauma that I've suffered, because I think that these movies single-handedly made me not like Tom Hardy.
You've been... Okay, so this is something I guess we should talk about. You have a love-hate relationship.
There's
with
no
Tom
love.
Hardy.
Is
no love.
No, there's no love.
You know,
because
he's in good movies.
I don't know which one do I like of his. Tell me.
The Revenant.
Oh yeah. Well, that was because of DiCaprio.
Inception.
Because of DiCaprio.
It's because of everybody. Everybody was good in that. And he won. Didn't he win for The Revenant as well, or
no?
Or was it just Leo?
No, just DiCaprio.
But he got nominated for supporting.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't know.
He was the villain.
You know what? I will say he was okay in that.
He was good in
but
that.
But I will say that there's...
Great, I think he's a great actor.
Okay, that is ridiculous. That
he's,
is...
He's a great, great actor.
Great? A yeah. great actor?
I think he has so much potential. And the fact that he... Every movie we've seen him in, I can't recognize him.
Well, that doesn't mean... Just because you can... Shapeshift a roles? Little bit. That doesn't mean that you're a great actor.
I mean, I
we've
think
seen
he is.
People change the way they look, and the movie still sucks.
Look, there's some people that change who they look, what they look like Mike Myers. It doesn't mean that we don't know it's. We still know it's Mike Myers. You know what I mean? I always know it's Mike Myers. With Tom Hardy, I can't tell.
It could be his doppelganger.
It could be. It could
the
be
the guy from Upgrade.
Yeah, the guy from Upgrade.
Not Tom Hardy. I don't know his name, but we
something
call him
Gordon Green or something like that.
Tom,
no,
that's a bad director. You're thinking of the director.
No, it's like three names. Doesn't matter. Move on.
You know what? Whatever.
I'm just, my point of view is that Tom Hardy morphs into his roles and becomes the characters that he creates. And it's not Tom Hardy anymore. It's the characters that he's, you know, created. I appreciate that. I haven't seen enough of his other films, his underground films, to really appreciate him. But I've always appreciated all the movies that, or the roles that he's attempted, like Bane. I think it's good. I know that it's become the joke to make fun of it, but there was something really unique and creepy about that Bane thing. I don't know. I don't hate it. I know people want to knock it, but I liked it way better than Bale's voice
I
in the Batman films.
I did not like him as Bane. But then again, I don't really like Bale's voice either, but I like Bale. I don't know. I don't. You know, I've yet to really find a movie that makes me appreciate him as an actor, like really appreciate him. Like, I thought he was fine in Revenant. I thought he was good. But you're thinking of Logan Marshall Green.
I knew I was close, Joe.
Not Tom Hardy. I'm always going to call him that. But yeah, you were. David Gordon Green is the terrible director behind Exorcist Believer.
I just said something Gordon Green. I didn't know the first word, but was Marshall, what was it, Marshall Logan?
Logan.
Marshall. Gotcha. Yeah. So anyways, I appreciate the man. And what I really appreciate about the Venom films is that he is doing something completely different from what he normally does, which is serious roles and, you know, attempts at darker stuff. And he's doing like a comedy and he is, you know, having a ball, I would think. And I just think that I wish that they would have created a better film around him doing this nut stuff, especially if it was a part of the Spider-Man universe like it should have been. The fact that it isn't a part of the Spider-Man universe is the big fault here, but that's Sony trying to think that they can make a decent film out of side characters of the Spider-Man universe.
Yeah.
I'm all here for the disaster. I enjoy watching the disaster. I enjoy watching the dumpster fire. But I always can't wait to see what they're going to do next. And will it be worse or better every single time? I'm always really, really kind of on board to see what it could be. And that's why I'm like excited. I less so this. Like I haven't enjoyed these movies. I know some people have. I have seen these movies as some kind of like comedy, some kind of really bad, so bad it's good comedy series.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't for the life of me remember anything that stands out as being great or fun or like a great joke. The only thing
it's
I remember
like face palming.
Every movie, what I remember is just Tom Hardy doing all the Sally, like the tongue in cheek slapstick humor while doing the Venom and, you know, the Eddie persona. So I've appreciated that. I've enjoyed watching him do this. It's just, man, he really got a shit movie series around it. But I cannot believe here we are with a third one. I'm more excited about Kraven. I'm not going to lie. That's the one I'm excited to see.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I know it's going to be a huge disaster, but I have more kind of want to see it than I do this one. I actually forgot this movie was coming out.
Well, I like that actor a lot that's playing Kraven.
Yeah, we like him, and he looks amazing in it. It just, you know, it's going to be really bad.
I don't know if it's going to be really bad. I mean,
It looks really brutally rated R, which is kind of neat.
Yeah, that's kind of neat.
Yeah.
But yeah, this one sometimes in the trailer looks a little kiddy. You know, like with the mustard and ketchup shit, you know, that kind of slapsticky stuff. But I don't know. I mean,
that was in the first one.
Or whatever. No, in the trailer, in this one.
I think I was in the first one. That was a flashback for the first one when they were eating.
Whatever. What the hell do I know? I kind of blocked it out. I'm trying to move on with my life.
Yeah, this one has like an airplane, a horse. They go to Vegas.
Fucking horse.
Yeah, remember there's a Venom horse?
He finds his friend there in Vegas.
Yeah,
I like her.
Yeah, there's a running joke about Miss Chang, I think
cute.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mrs. Chen. She's cute.
Oh, Mrs. Chen?
Yeah, okay. Mrs. Chen.
Right, well, look, I just wanted to get it out there where our feelings are before we go watch it, so you know exactly where our mindset is going to be. Now, if we return and this is talking trash and we are crossing our shows over, who knows? Only time will tell.
Well, I don't know, man. I can't sit through, you know, an hour and a half of talking trash about this movie after I just saw it and I hated it. If I hate it, I don't know. I don't know if I can do it. We'll see. We'll see how it is.
I'm a little mad that we're not drunk.
I feel like I should be.
I know. I feel like this is one of those rare times that we need a lot of alcohol and then we might come back laughing.
Yeah, but then, you know, I'll be loud and obnoxious and I won't remember anything that I just watched.
That has happened.
And then I'll do spoilers if we're not doing spoilers.
We point to our episode on tarot where everybody can hear the disaster of trying to record while Joe's drunk.
Hey, man, you know, I do the best I can on the show. And I'll tell you what, I have something going for me, okay? I have a nice bucket of popcorn that I'll have. So maybe I'll be okay. I'm going to have my blankie, have my bucket of popcorn, be shoveling my popcorn down my gullet. That's when I'm happiest.
Yeah.
So if I got that, I might get through this. I might get through it. We'll see.
All right, let's go check it out. Oh,
baby, it's a while. We've come a long way, you and me.
This world can't survive if you stay together.
But I need him.
We are bad people.
Yeah, we are.
Always remember you.
There comes a time in every man's life where you have to make a sacrifice.
Eddie, I'm with you to the end.
Okay, we're back and we saw the movie and it's exactly what I said. So, I mean, look, here's the deal. Does this movie, am I right in thinking this is so bad it's good?
Oh my God. Okay, first of all, I hated this movie so much that I think I might have loved it.
It is wildly terrible.
Oh my God.
I mean, it's kind of impressive in how bad it was. But I also could not stop laughing about because how, you know, like I couldn't stop laughing at how bad it was. You know what I mean? And it made me enjoy myself.
It's so funny because it was reminiscent of like bad movie night, you know, when the gang comes over and we just start laughing because we just can't believe what we're seeing. And it ends up being a good time.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's just what happened to us.
Yeah. I mean, and I will say that maybe the first 30 minutes are the opposite.
Yeah.
The first 30 minutes are so terrible. And then all of a sudden it just got accidentally funny.
I mean, it's because he met this family. And when the family happened, I was like, oh, it's so ridiculous. But I was laughing. And I'm like, stop.
Is that the moment where it turns?
Yes.
Because
100%.
I was laughing at some other things before that. But when the family came in, I think it just jumped.
Yeah, it was that, and then, you know,
to absurd levels.
Mrs. Chen, I just cannot, okay?
Yeah.
I can't. I laughed when I don't think I should have been laughing, but I was supposed to be laughing.
Nobody else was laughing.
I mean, I was I couldn't help it. I couldn't help it. It was just, it was like facepalm, and you're almost embarrassed for laughing because you really don't want to be laughing at it, but it was fucking funny.
Yeah, I
don't know how I'm feeling right now.
Oh, okay. I got, we got, I mean, I feel like we have to. I don't even know, because this is talking trash level stuff where I feel like I have to spoil like moments. It doesn't really matter. I mean, at the end of the day, this is one of the weakest, most like weakest written things I have seen in a very long time. And it's also horribly acted. And even the CG is questionable.
It is.
And I don't even, half the time I was like, I don't even know how to feel about moments. Like I found myself staring at just problems.
Yeah.
And so it's so hard to talk about it in any sense without just talking about random things about it. You know what I mean? Like, I would say that there's a couple things in here. Talk about amateur level stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
With the writing.
Yes.
Where characters are not real people, like, at all. I mean, there is no reality in the world of this movie series. And people feel like actors on stage. Like, they walk in, they don't feel like genuine. There's no realism, like, whatsoever in each person.
There's not. Everything just feels like a whimsical fairyland, you know? Like, it doesn't feel like, you know, we're on Earth.
It's like an SNL skit where people walk in and they're at, you know, like, they're famous people doing a skit. That's what this feels like. There's just like, okay, now random people are going to walk in and they're going to do things.
Yeah. And that's like 100% when the family came into it. I mean, it was just, I felt like I wasn't even in a movie anymore. I was like, what is this?
I mean, the opening of this movie, okay. If you told me this was written by the Beetlejuice people, I would believe it, because there are multiple songs.
Yeah.
I mean, I would say three song set pieces.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
That happens in Beetlejuice as well. It's like the same thing. Yeah. It is oddly, like, it's not humorous. It's embarrassing.
Well, I think the Space Oddity song totally outshines any song in Beetlejuice.
I agree with you. because there's three in this. Because in the beginning of this movie, there's an entire, like, the Beetlejuice possession of Eddie, so he mixes drinks. And it looks like an outtake.
It does.
It felt so. And the actor playing the bartender is next level bad.
Yeah.
There's a couple. I don't know if you. I don't know if they're like actors or bit. Like, they're just smaller actors who haven't made it yet. They have some speaking lines.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple in this movie that are so bad that I was in shock. I could not believe it. This bartender guy, and then later on there is a first in command of the main army guy.
He's like the second to Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Yes. He comes in. Every time he delivered a line, I was like, that was inaudible. I didn't know what he said.
I had no idea what he was saying. But can we talk about the misuse of Ejiofor?
Well, can we talk about how there's two Marvel Universe people in this movie? Like, it's normal?
I mean, I guess it's normal for them. I have no idea.
Ejiofor is in Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
And then the guy who's playing the father in the van of the family,
Rhys Ifans,
is the Lizard.
He is.
And he was just in the crossover movie.
Yeah. I got nothing on that. I really just
I was
got
like
nothing.
Shocked by it. I was like, are they not even going to say, or are they doing this on purpose?
I don't know. It was weird. I would love to see someone else talk about this after they watch it.
Like, did he say the family's name or his name?
No.
He didn't say his name. Because they could have just said that he's like Connors.
No, they did. Actually, they did say, you're talking about Rhys Ifans, the family. I feel like they did say their names.
But it wasn't like Dr. Kurt Connors or whatever it was that the Lizard's name is.
I mean, I don't think.
Because I was like, oh, maybe this is what if he never, like, this is his, you know, the other version of him.
It's funny because he's listed on IMDb as being in the movie, but he doesn't have a name.
Yeah, because I think, does Ejiofor?
Yeah, Rex Strickland. He says it 900 times in the movie.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, I'm just asking because maybe they were playing with people's emotions, thinking they were actually going to be crossovers.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
It's, oh my God. This is, I mean, this movie is so crazy. They're, the
none of the family that's actually in the movie, the actors that play the family are not, they don't have names in the movie.
And so, am I wrong in thinking the mother was played by the woman from Haunting of Hill House? The sister that runs the morgue?
Oh my God. I don't know. I don't know, maybe. I'm looking it up.
I mean, I just, the whole movie I kept going, is this person, like, I know this person can act. Like, we were sitting there because we were introduced to a bunch of scientists, and one of the scientists is played by Juno Temple, right? Juno Temple, is that how you say it? And she was just in Fargo, and she's amazing in Fargo.
Yeah, it took me forever to realize, like, because, where I know her from.
Because here it is so, it's just, it feels so amateurish. Like, I can't even, like, get my thoughts together. Because there was scene after scene where I was like, well, I got to remind myself to talk about this. Oh, and we got to talk about the opening. I forgot to say this because I leaned over to you and I said, I shit you not, I thought this opening was just a title card of a production company.
I know, because it starts on not Earth, so
it just starts with, like, terrible looking CG creatures crawling on something, and you think they're gonna, like, morph into the name of the production company.
Yeah, no.
And then all of a sudden someone speaks, and I go, "Oh, I think this is the movie."
This is the movie.
Yeah, and let's talk about that. It's Andy Serkis.
That was Andy Serkis, my beloved.
Andy Serkis is this background villain that just has no role.
Oh my God.
He just sits on a thing and he's doing his, whatever the hell that guy's name was in The Force Awakens that he was playing.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just that again. I cannot believe the level of wasting talent and time. Like, it is insane. I cannot.
I don't know. I mean, I'm so conflicted right now. First of all, I am not a fan of the other Venom movies at all. Like, so much that I didn't even realize there were three of them. I don't like them. I just wanted them out of my life. However, I feel like after watching this that I don't think I hated it.
Do you finally understand what we were talking about with these movies? Like, me and our other friend would go to see these. He didn't come to this one, but we watched the first two together with him. And we were laughing our asses off about how bad it is. And and you came out and you were mad.
Like, I was like, I just can't laugh at this. Why are you guys laughing? Shit.
Like, but because it is next level bad.
This one was just different. I don't know why. It just hit different. It was like,
this finally got you.
It finally got me. I think it finally got me. Like, I'm not telling you that I loved it, but I'm telling you that I laughed a little too much to the point where
you were crying at one point.
I was literally tearing up because I couldn't believe what was happening. I was like, I'm watching this. What is happening?
And it's taking itself serious.
It is.
That's I think that's where, you know, that whole Tommy Wiseau and Neil Breen and all these people, where they make a movie and the reason that they're so bad, they're good, is because these people were being serious. They really think they're making a masterpiece.
Yeah.
That feels like the same thing here. Where they feel, when people start, like, having flashbacks to, I guess, what's supposed to be a heartfelt moment of their past that means something, it looks so bad.
It does.
And it feels so fake that you cannot help but laugh at it. Like, there's a scientist character keeps having a beach flashback to getting struck by lightning, and it is very funny.
It's not supposed to be. It's not supposed to be. It is.
And then, like, a family getting together singing Ground Control to Major Tom while Venom is in Tom Hardy's head singing.
I just can't take it. And he's waxing
poetic out the window.
Oh my God, I lost my mind. I lost it. There's a little boy who's cute as hell in it, and he's just singing the whole Space Oddity song with his dad. And I just lost it. I couldn't take it. Everything when they get to Vegas is when the movie just does everything. I don't know how to feel right now. I'm like almost mad at myself because I'm not screaming and ranting and, like, raging about how much I hate it.
It had
I thought I was going to do that.
Yeah. I can rage about it, but also know that it is something special because of how bad it is. I will say that I will go one above you and say Before the Family Comes In, where Venom keeps saying the line, horsey, horsey, horsey.
Oh my God.
And then it do it again and then again. And then I was like, I mean, someone dubbed, he had to go into a recording studio and keep putting lines into this movie. There's a couple times where he speaks and it was like, we don't know. We're just going to have someone say something randomly.
Oh my God.
And you know, it's Tom Hardy probably drinking and doing the Venom voice.
Mm-hmm.
On, you know, in the recording booth, just, I'm going to keep adding lines.
Oh my God. I'm sorry, but Venom's dialogue in this was so good.
That's how it was in the last two.
But it just made me laugh.
It's so crazy.
I was like, oh man.
That it was funny.
Oh God. And Tom Hardy has like a flashback scene and it just looks so like a soap opera.
In the end of this movie.
Oh my God, why?
There is a montage of the good times. Some of which just happened 10 minutes before.
Like 30 seconds ago.
I looked at you in shock and then we just started dying laughing.
Oh my God. We were the only two assholes laughing.
I think I heard someone say, why are they laughing? We were crying.
What, I was crying.
The ground control, like, you were holding back tears.
I literally lost my mind during that scene when they were in the van. I lost my mind. I just went to a different place.
I can't believe those actors did that scene with a straight face.
It was amazing. It was amazing. I loved it.
Somewhere, you know, on the set, they had to be like, this is shit. This is bad. Yeah. Like, this is next level weird. And they were just like, go with it, man.
I mean,
go with it.
I got to say, though, it's weird because, like, Tom Hardy, you know, he didn't bother me at all. Like, usually the last movies that he did, I kind of walked out of the theater like, ah, you know, screw this guy. But in this one, he didn't bother me. I feel so off right now. Like, I don't know how to feel.
I mean,
because I think I hate it so much. I love it.
That's
I really
what I'm
do.
This is what I'm saying.
Like, help me.
That's how the other ones were.
Mental,
and
man.
I think that you're just not used to that. And now you finally have given into the Tom Hardy insanity of the Venom series.
It's just so ridiculous that I kind of just. It's like just one of those situations where you're like, okay, well, this is happening, so we might as well just embrace it kind of thing.
Can we talk about the jokes that are supposed to be jokes aren't funny?
Right.
Like a guy pissing on his feet or him freeing dogs in a thing. And then he says, we are Venom, but he has to keep doing it. And it's not funny.
Yeah.
And they keep going for it.
That stuff that's in the trailer.
Point,
yeah.
The point where you feel uncomfortable about how badly not funny it is.
Right.
And then something accidentally is funny.
Right. Something that's not supposed to be funny turns into something that, I mean, I guess we're weirdos because we were the only ones laughing at it.
Yeah, I wanted to, there's that little boy that you talked about, right? There's this, mm-hmm. this little boy that gives way too much acting to the movie that
he
doesn't. There's a part where he's screaming and crying. Yeah. And I looked around and I was like, I wonder if we're also supposed to be feeling this.
Oh
this
my
moment.
God. No, I just felt so bad for little Poopsie Lou. He's so cute. He was like actually really acting.
Oh,
I'm
he was going
for
like,
it. I felt like reaching through the movie screen and hugging him and be like, it's okay, honey. You don't have to give it all this.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, come on. Come on. more popular movies have had bad kid actors in it, and you're going for it in a bad movie.
I know. Like, oh my God, but he was so cute, though. I just loved him. I don't know what's going on with me right now. I mean, it was so bad. I hated it, but I also loved it.
Please tell me there's other moments we can talk about, though, because...
I mean, Mrs. Chen, come on!
So, yeah, she is... I don't know what was happening on set, but the acting that she's going for is crazy
it
levels.
Is.
There's a part where like people come through a window in front of her and she's like randomly saying things to the people in the window in the events that don't match up
right
whatsoever. And it's like a first take
mm-hmm.
and she doesn't know how to do it. And it's just like they left it in.
It's like they brought Mrs. Chen in just so she can have a good time for 10 minutes.
The woman deserves to, like, oh, she's actually attractive and they made her look bad for two movies?
So freaking pretty.
Yeah.
She was wearing, like, this beautiful ball gown and she just looks so beautiful.
Yeah, I can't even say this because I feel like this is one of those movies that if you randomly say something, no one will believe that it really happens, but it does. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to say that Venom has a dance scene. Venom has a full-on choreographed dance scene with another character.
So funny.
To the point where Tom Hardy dubbed in the line, when did you guys
choreograph this.
When did this happen?
Like, when did you guys coordinate this dance?
Yeah.
It was so off the wall. Like, I mean, even the movie didn't get how is this happening? The movie didn't even get how this is happening.
You know that behind the scenes, Tom Hardy was drinking and he just went, okay, now next we're gonna get a horse, and I'm gonna get a motorcycle. Oh, I saw Xander Cage the other day, so I want to be Xander Cage with Venom. Oh, and also, what if we were on an airplane? Oh, you know what? Also, be funny. What if we found a bunch of hippies and hung out with them for a while?
Oh my god,
I want to go to Vegas.
Next level.
So let's go to Vegas and film some scenes. And by the way, how did they do that?
Yeah, I don't know.
I was watching it. I was like, did they shut down? Is Paris still not? Is still there?
Yeah, the Paris Hotel is still there.
So they filmed in the Paris Hotel.
Yeah, which is funny because you and I were laughing that one thing that happens in the movie is that he gets stopped by a security guard because he looks like a kind of like a bum, and they won't let him go into the hotel. And they said, "Sorry, you know, Paris has a dress code."
That's hilarious.
First of all, there's no fucking dress code in Las Vegas. Okay.
Why? No, I mean,
code.
Wow. Yeah.
You can walk around with your tits out.
Anybody who's ever been to Vegas knows it doesn't. And by the way, can we talk about the Vegas strip of the background actors?
Yeah.
Because they're like, okay, now an Elvis walked by. Okay, now a whole bunch of showgirls walked by. Okay.
Yeah. And then they had the party girls with the big, like, you know, 4-footer drinks, you know, in like the tube,
yes,
that they got from Wet Willie's.
Yeah, not one panhandling porn person.
Yeah,
on
no
that
porn peddlers.
Yeah, bull crap.
Nothing. I was like, okay.
Yeah,
this is all glitz and glamour. We've seen both sides of Vegas. We've seen actually all sides of Vegas.
Almost
we've been
all
there
of it now.
Like what, 15 times now together, and we've seen it all. So I could tell you right now that was like a portrait painting of what it could be.
this was a scene that was just made for us to complain, because I was watching it laughing. I'm like, anybody who's ever been to Vegas knows this is the most bullshit version of Vegas ever.
Yeah, it is. I mean, there's a dress code to go into the casino. Like, you're lucky that people are wearing pants.
Paris was like, you can film your crazy movie here, but you're going to make us look really classy.
Oh, yeah,
we've been to Paris after 12 o'clock at night. We've seen the prostitutes come out of the
woodwork.
Oh,
we've seen them. I mean, they got one nip out. You know, they got the G-strings on with just this little, like, sheer thing over top.
Like, roaches pouring out after the lights go out.
I mean, one shoe on, the walk of shame, all of it. All of it. So, you know, we can see you, Paris. Don't be trying to, like, make yourself all class act, because you're not. You're not a class act. You may have that Eiffel Tower out in front, but... Oh,
and the penthouse that Mrs. Chen had.
Oh,
was
my
amazing.
God. Yeah, she's winning. She was winning
like
in Vegas.
Ballroom.
It was amazing. I don't know how I feel. I'm like so mixed right now.
Yeah, I mean...
I don't know if I can give this a score.
Every single element of this movie is batshit crazy.
It is, 100%.
Every shot, the CG nightmares of wet tentacle creatures all wrapped around another creature while also gunfire is going off.
Yeah.
It's like... just a cacophony of noise. It's just insane.
Yeah, it was bonkers. It was just, I mean, if you want a fun experience, I'm gonna say go see this because it was just so bonkers. I'm not recommending it as a movie because as a movie goes, this movie was bad.
If you have to spend money, don't go.
No. We have the Regal Pass.
Yeah, we have a Regal Pass. We are able to see every movie we can see for one price.
Ticket. Yeah. No. If I had to pay $15 a ticket for this, yeah, I would say home.
Plus a popcorn, plus a guest or whatever. We're spending like a $40 night or $45 night.
Yeah.
No.
Yep.
No Venom.
And I'll tell you what, just because you brought up the popcorn, my popcorn tonight sucked, but it was not something that I needed to help get me through this movie. That's how entertained I was. There you go.
Okay. And we didn't drink. Because we were talking about we did not drink. We're actually laughing sober.
Yeah. Yeah, that's amazing.
If I'm rating this, I'm rating this a 4.
Yeah.
It's a 4 out of 10, without a doubt.
It is. It is a 4.
It is so bad it's good.
What is happening?
I knew this was going to be on that level.
Oh God. See, that's the thing. I thought I was gonna come out really pissed off and annoyed that, like, you know, I could have been home like making earrings instead of watching this trash heap, but that's not the way I feel.
Yeah, you know, at one point I felt bad because I kept thinking about you. I kept thinking within the first 10-20 minutes, I'm like, oh, she wants to leave. Because that first 20 minutes were so rough.
It was harsh.
Rough.
Yeah, it was harsh. But then we met the family, and then things started to change for me.
Yeah, and then I started seeing you enjoying the madness, and I was like, okay.
I just couldn't.
Okay, good.
Yeah. All right, so our score is a 4. It's insane.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Okay, I guess we'll end on that. Yep. I feel like I could talk about this for days. This is another one of those of this year of before and after reviews where I'm like, oh, this could have been talking trash. I could have talked about every scene forever. So, you know what? It's over now. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Until next time, have a good one. Oh, and if you
want to talk to us, hit us up on Instagram. I'm the Crafty Misfit.
I mean, there's always that.
And Scott is Just Another Movie Night. He runs our movie page. And yeah, peace out.
I would love to hear your thoughts. All right. Have a good one. Bye.
No, this is all the money that we have.
Oh. What is this feeling? It's like
this feeling?
It's like all of my problems have gone away.
I think you broke my foot.
Eddie, I need more money.